Hello there, and a very warm welcome to Health Naturally with me, Tash Vinsale. It's lovely to have you with me this evening. And coming up in tonight's show, in our thought for the day, I'm going to share a lovely story with you. It's all about human compassion and human assumptions. It's called The Man, the Boy, and the Hotel. We're led into a lovely meditation, which is all about loving kindness. And in our topic for today, we're going to be talking about food from the countryside. Very, very interesting indeed. In our news this week, acupuncture for polycystic ovaries, exercise keeps you young, a flavonoid in tangerine fights obesity, and probiotics ease bloating. Now remember, there's an abundance of information here, so get your notebooks and pencils ready because I'm going to be sharing a lot of information with you. Remember, if there's something you'd like to share with me or any stories that you'd like to tell, I would love to hear from you. So please remember to get in touch.
Contact us here at Radio Way. Call 01932 87 44 33. Email studio@radioway.co.uk. Press call Radio Way on your Hospicom unit or visit our website www.radioway.co.uk.
You're with Tash Vinsale on Health Naturally. The thought for the day centres on assumptions we make about people we meet, helping others, kindness, and the humanity that is within us all. The story is frequently told to be true. Whether true or not, it is certainly powerful. It's called The Man, the Boy, and the Hotel. A young man and his teenage son checked into a hotel and were shown to their room. The two receptionists noted the quiet manner of the guests and the pale appearance of the boy. Later, the man and the boy ate dinner in the hotel restaurant. The staff again noticed that the two guests were very quiet and that the boy seemed disinterested in his food. After eating, the boy went to his room and the man went to reception and asked to see the manager. The receptionist initially asked if there was a problem with the service or with the room and offered to fix things, but the man said that there was no problem of that sort and repeated his request. The manager was called and duly appeared. The man appeared to speak privately and was taken into the manager's office. The man explained that he was spending the night in the hotel with his 14-year-old son, who was seriously ill, probably terminally so. The boy was very soon to undergo therapy, which would cause him to lose his hair. They had come to the hotel to have a break together, and also because the boy planned to shave his head that night, rather than feel that the illness was beating him. The father said that he would be shaving his own head too, in support of his son. He asked that staff be respectful when the two of them came to breakfast with their shaved heads the following morning. The manager assured the father that he would inform all staff and that they would behave appropriately. The following morning, the father and son entered the restaurant for breakfast. There they saw the four male restaurant staff attending their duties perfectly normally, all with shaved heads. Isn't that a wonderful story about how we can support our fellow human being by the simple actions that we take? And these actions show our humanity. And now some time for quiet reflection. Today's meditation is about loving kindness. And in this meditation, you develop metta, which means to cultivate loving kindness and friendliness. You move through different stages, developing metta towards yourself, towards others, until your own experience of it grows. The more you love And the more you can give time to practicing this meditation, the more you will feel that your being for unconditional love will grow and become unlimited. Find a comfortable position in which to sit or lie down. Close your eyes and take a deep breath and let it go. And let your body settle and relax. Start by focusing on your breath while bringing your attention to your heart or to the center of your chest. Then repeat your name and visualize yourself in your heart, just as you are now. Hold yourself there as a mother would her child, gently, tenderly. Silently repeat to yourself, "May I be well. May I be happy. May all things go well for me." Keep repeating these words in your heart. As you do this, release any tension on your out breath and breathe in loving kindness. Be aware of any resistance, any reasons you have for why you are not worthy of being happy or why you should not love yourself. Acknowledge these feelings and then let them go. Continue repeating, "May I be well, may I be happy, may all things go well for me. May I be well, may I be happy, may all things go well for me." Now focus on people who are important to you, your family and your friends. Bring them into your heart one by one, visualizing them and repeating their name. Silently repeat, "May you be well. May you be happy. May all things go well for you." Let go of any past conflicts regarding them as you breathe out. And breathe in happiness and joy. Now think of someone you do not know and have no feelings for. Perhaps someone you saw on a train or in a store. Feel friendly towards this person as you repeat, "May you be well. May you be happy. May all things go well for you." As you do this, you will begin to realize that it is not an individual personality that you are loving, but the very essence of human being. And this you share. You walk the same earth, you breathe the same air. Now imagine your love extending outward towards all beings in all directions. Open your heart to all beings, whoever they may be, silently repeating, "May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all things go well for all beings." Release any prejudice or resistance within you upon the out-breath and breathe in pure, unconditional love and acceptance. All beings are worthy of being loved, whoever they are. Take a deep breath in and exhale. That's it. Deeply in. You can feel the love and kindness grow in your heart, and this feeling you will take with you into your conscious thoughts, and they will guide your actions. take a deep breath and exhale and slowly come back to the here and now, where you will feel positive, where you will feel centered, and above all else, where you will feel unconditional love. With Tash from Salon Health Naturally. In this week's topic, we can talk about foods from the countryside. For centuries, people have gathered foods from the wild, both for nourishment and to use as natural medication, to treat ailments from rheumatism to influenza, eczema, and cystitis. The British countryside offers a wealth of delicious and free food. From the moors and meadows to the hedgerows and woodlands or seaside, each habitat has its own unique larder. Hedgerows are a rich hunting ground for wild berries, fungi, and salad leaves. Your blackberries ripen from late August until early October. Avoid fruits growing beside busy roads, and no matter where you pick them from, wash the fruit before eating them. Blackberries supply useful amounts of dietary fiber, vitamin C, anthocyanidins, and manganese. In herbal medicine, blackberry leaf tea is used as a tonic for dysentery and diarrhea, and as a gargle for sore throats. Dandelions, found throughout the countryside, are available almost all year round. The fresh young leaves are slightly bitter and are an enlivening addition to any salad. They contain beta-carotene, calcium, potassium, and 1.5 times as much iron as the same quantity as spinach. Dandelion is a natural diuretic, hence the colloquial name, wet the bed, in parts of England. However, unlike many diuretics, dandelion does not cause potassium depletion because its own high potassium content is enough to replace any potassium excreted in the urine. In natural medicine, dandelion is prescribed to cleanse the blood and to treat disorders such as eczema. Giant puffballs look like enormous white eggs and can grow as large as footballs. The whole fungus is edible as long as the flesh is pure white throughout, which indicates freshness. Slice the puffball into large steaks and fry it in some butter and some garlic with some lovely aromatic herbs to taste. Smaller ones can actually be toasted like marshmallows. Goosegrass or cleavers is eaten young as an alternative to spinach in soups. In herbal medicine, it is used as an anti-inflammatory and as a diuretic. An infusion made by pouring boiling water onto the leaves and straining after 10 minutes can be used as a tonic for tonsillitis and for adenoid problems. Hazelnuts are ready for picking in late September. Keep them in their shells until you are ready to eat them, so as to prevent them from drying out. Sloe or blackthorn berries are dark blue with a dusty bloom. They are small and bitter and grow on the spiny blackthorn bush. Pick sloe berries in the late autumn and use them to make clear jelly to accompany meat and add them to gin to make sloe gin. Now, stinging nettles lose their sting when they are cooked. They contain beta-carotene, vitamin C, calcium, iron, and potassium. Nettles, like dandelions, are a natural diuretic. In herbal medicine, the juice of the leaves is mixed with honey and is used to treat asthmatic complaints. A soup or tea made with nettle leaves is believed to help eczema sufferers, and nettle leaves are also used to treat rheumatic and arthritic conditions. In summer, A fresh bunch of nettles hung in a larder will help keep it free of flies. Pick young, pale green nettle tops in spring because by June they become coarse and bitter. To avoid being stung, wear gloves when picking and preparing the nettles. Do not pick from the roadside verges where the soil may be polluted or the plants themselves might be sprayed with herbicides. Rinse the nettles and discard any tough stalks before steaming or boiling. They have a slightly acidic flavor and are traditionally used as an alternative to spinach in soups and quiches. The beautiful wild rose or dog rose blooms adorn hedgerows in early summer. The small orange-red rose hips usually appear between late August and October. Weight-for-weight rose hips contain 8 times as much vitamin C as oranges, with 100 grams or 3.5 ounces supplying 7 times an adult daily requirement. In the form of rose hip syrup, they became an important source of vitamin C for British children during the Second World War when citrus fruits were often impossible to find. Rose hips contain tiny seeds covered in spiky hairs, which can irritate the digestive tract, so the stewed fruit should be sieved before it's used in cooking. You can also make your syrups at home, which is a lovely alternative to shop-bought vitamin C syrups, which you can take throughout the winter months. Now, one thing I would like to say about foraging and getting your food from the lovely environment, especially in the countryside, is that you must be aware of what you're picking. There's a lot of literature available in the form of books that you can get on bookstores. Also, there's a lot of information on the internet with pictures, and that's the important thing, is have a look at the picture so you can identify, especially things like berries, which are poisonous, so that you don't end up picking something in error. The four I really want to talk about because they're going to be relevant now is things like deadly nightshade, cuckoo pint, holly and yew. Deadly nightshade looks like glossy black berries which appear in August. Just 2 or 3 are enough to kill a small child, so please be aware of the berries that you're picking. The cuckoo pint, also known as lords and ladies, in spring these clusters of highly poisonous orange-red berries appear on a 30 centimeter 12-inch stalk. Avoid those. Holly, we know what holly looks like. Its bright red poisonous berries appear in late autumn and remain on the tree until February. And lastly, yew. All parts of the yew tree are poisonous, especially the seed hidden inside the slimy red berry. So those are ones in particular to be very, very careful of. So enjoy your foraging, but please be aware of the poisonous plants that are around as well.
That Change for Life is all about the small changes we can make to help us live healthier lives. Like being a bit more active every day. Things like getting off the bus a stop early and walking the rest of the way, or taking the stairs rather than the lift, all make a difference. It gets the heart working and helps reduce our chance of serious health problems like heart disease and stroke. As well as feeling healthier, it makes us feel better. It doesn't have to be hard work. For more ideas to get going every day, search Change for Life online.
Whilst polycystic ovary syndrome is known to affect around 5% of all women, it affects 10% of women of reproductive age. It is the most common hormonal disorder amongst these women and is the leading cause of infertility. It can also cause obesity and produce masculine features in women. However, a new study from the University of Gothenburg, Sweden, has shown that acupuncture may be able to help. Women with the syndrome often have high activity in the sympathetic nervous system. It was found that the use of acupuncture reduces activity in the sympathetic nervous system as well as those who took up regular exercise. The effects of acupuncture went even further, as the leader of the research team explains. Those who received acupuncture found that their menstruation became more normal. We could also see that their levels of testosterone became significantly lower, and this is an important observation since elevated testosterone levels are closely connected with the increased activity in the sympathetic nervous system of these women. A study from the University of Western Ontario has discovered a substance in tangerines that not only prevents obesity, but also offers protection against type 2 diabetes and even atherosclerosis, the underlying disease responsible for the most heart attacks and strokes. Caring for you.
Radio Way. Sometimes life's just too stressful, the music too loud. Join me, Steve Chambers, for an hour of chilled out, relaxing music on MyTunes every Thursday here on Radio Way. There'll be a bit of jazz, a little world music, some new age and chill out, plus something a little special every now and again. It's all from my collection, so you'll hear music the other stations don't play. Join me on Thursdays, 5 till 6, for some music for the soul. My Tunes on Radio Way.
A study from the University of California, San Francisco has indicated that exercise and physical activity may moderate the damage caused by various factors on our telomeres, the protective caps on the ends of our chromosomes, that are a measure of cell age and a major focus for anti-aging research efforts. Research evidence has suggested that traumatic and chronic stressful life events are associated with shortening of telomeres in cells of the immune system, but that physical activity may moderate this impact. Daily supplementation with two probiotic strains may ease the symptoms of bloating in people with bowel disorders, according to the findings published in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology. Researchers at the University of North Carolina found that it was possible to reduce abdominal bloating by 27% over 8 weeks by giving sufferers a combination of Lactobacillus, Acidophilus, and bifidocultures. Well, folks, that's all we have time for this evening. I really hope you enjoyed that. Please remember to join me next week when we're going to continue talking about the wonderful foods of the wild in the moorland, meadows, and the seaside. If any of the topics we discuss this evening affect you in any way, or if you have any stories or recipes to share, please remember to get in touch. I would love to hear from you. This is Tash Van Sale on Health Naturally. Until next time, good night.
Been listening to this week's edition of Health Naturally, presented by Tash Van Sale here on Radio Way.